And now for another one of our personal perspective series. It's easy to see all the ways our colleague Dean Condaleo is a good student. He always has been. Well, almost. Dean tells us about a bad patch that ended up teaching him a valuable lesson, perseverance.
Up until eighth grade, teachers always told my parents that I always had a smile on my face and I was a pleasure to have in class. Then my dad got sick. He had to have open heart surgery. Diving into puberty mixed with this heavy bit of news wasn't a good combo. I became an unruly student, to say the least. Homework became Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto, studying became texting girls, and I was no longer a teacher's pet. While my dad was at Mount Sinai recovering, I went to Friendly's with some of my classmates. I got a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sundae. It was Christmas break, my dad was getting better, and my friends and I didn't have a care in the world. After filling up on ice cream, I went home. I opened the front door and saw my mother's face. She was holding my report card. I had C's straight up and down, and she was crying. My heart was pierced. My mom already had my dad to worry about, and now I'd let her down too? I let my family down? For what? Even worse, the Catholic high school entrance exam was only a few months away. It had been my dream to attend Chaminade High School, the Harvard of Long Island prep schools. So many successful people went there, Senator Alphonse D'Amato, Councilman Anthony D'Esposito, and even Bill O'Reilly. I remember watching him on TV, and being a TV anchor had been a dream of mine. If I could just go to Chaminade, I'd be set. I'd be the host of 60 Minutes, live in a penthouse in the city, and drive a Lamborghini. It's the type of school where if you didn't put them as your first choice on the entrance exam, they'd flat out reject you. I studied like crazy. After a few months, I heard back from my backup schools, accepted, accepted, accepted. But all I cared about was getting into my top choice, Chaminade. Finally, a letter from the prestigious all-boys Catholic high school came in the mail. I was so nervous. Dear Dean Joseph Condaleo, we regret to inform you. You can guess the rest. I was devastated, but I wouldn't take no for an answer. I logged onto our family computer and opened up Yahoo Mail. I wrote over 40 emails to teachers, coaches, priests, politicians. I wasn't going down without trying. I had the county executive, town supervisor, our local Little League commissioner. I had a roster of people vouching for me. One night, our home phone rang. The caller ID said, Chaminade High School. I was frozen. Hello?
Good evening, Dean. This is Brother Tom from Chaminade. I'm calling to urge you to save the trees and stop sending letters.
Then he told me what I'd been dreaming about. I was accepted. I tried not to shout in excitement. Today I'm in journalism school, studying to be a multimedia journalist. If I need an expert for a story, I'll sometimes contact dozens of academics in one day. If I'm cooking one of my mom's recipes and I need a special Parmesan cheese, I'll take a 40-minute subway ride to the right Italian-American market. And I've written 40 drafts of this essay. I may not be hosting 60 Minutes yet, or have that penthouse or Lamborghini I dreamed about as a kid. But I do know one thing. I'm gonna keep trying, again and again.
In a couple of weeks, Dean will be graduating from Columbia's journalism school. He's applied for 20 jobs, and counting.
We're rooting for you, Dean. And to any prospective employers out there, trust me, he's a great hire.